In July of 2013, a brilliant young woman passed into eternity at just 24 years of age. Her name was Carlotta Nobile. She was a gifted violinist, an art historian, and a writer. To the world, she was a rising star in the cultural life of Italy. But to God, she was something far greater. A soul prepared for holiness through suffering, rediscovered faith, and total surrender to love. Carlotta Nobile was born in Benevento, Italy, in 1988. From a very young age, her life shone with extraordinary gifts. She began to play the violin as a child and soon revealed herself to be a prodigy. Her concert enchanted audiences, her presence filled rooms with beauty, and her studies led her to explore the richness of art and history. Her life seemed to promise only success, but deep within her, a restlessness stirred, a longing for truth, for meaning, for something more than fame and applause. At the age of 22, in the very brightness of her youth, Carlotta was diagnosed with melanoma, a form of cancer. The news shattered her world. The violinist, who once lived on stages, now entered the hidden stage of suffering. At first, the disease felt like an enemy, stealing her health, her career, and her future. But slowly, Carlotta began to see the cross of Christ in her illness. Though baptized Catholic, Carlotta had long lived distant from her faith, yet suffering became the door through which she encountered God again. On Palm Sunday, March 24, 2013, Pope Francis spoke to young people gathered at St. Peter's Square during the World Youth Day celebration. He encouraged them to embrace the cross with joy, saying, "You are not ashamed of his cross. On the contrary, you embrace it. In giving ourselves, that we have true joy." Carlotta watched this on television at home in Benevento. In that moment, her illness, suffering, and life suddenly took on renewed meaning. On Good Friday 2013, Carlotta sought a church to go to confession in Rome, but most were closed for lunch. The only one open was San Giacomo in Augusta. There she encountered Don Giuseppe Trapolini, the parish priest, and shared a story, her battle with melanoma, and the peace she found in Pope Francis's words, moved to tears of joy. She spoke with him about her newfound faith. Don Trapolini had written to Pope Francis to tell him a story. The Pope responded with a phone call on April 10, 2013. He assured her of his prayers and said, "This girl gives me courage." Through prayer, through the support of friends, and above all through the Eucharist, Carlotta's heart was converted. She found in Christ not only consolation, but strength, courage, and peace. She once wrote, "I am not afraid. I am in the hands of God, and His love never abandons me." Carlotta's last years were lived as a testimony of faith and joy. She continued to write, sharing her thoughts with honesty and beauty. In her words, she spoke of discovering a God who is love, even in the face of death. She united her sufferings to Christ, offering it for others, especially the young, especially those searching for meaning in a world of noise and emptiness. Her witness spread beyond Italy. Many were touched by her courage, her serenity, her unwavering trust. On July 16, 2013, the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, Carlotta Nobile surrendered her life to God. She was only 24 years of age, yet her journey left behind a trail of light. Those who knew her testify, not only to her talent, but to her holiness, the serenity of a soul who had found God in the midst of suffering and who gave everything back to Him. Her story is not of defeat, but of victory, the victory of love over fear, of faith over despair, of life over death. Her life, though short, teaches us that beauty and talents are gifts, but the greatest gift is the discovery of God's love. Carlotta Nobile's journey calls each of us to trust, to hope, and to believe that even in suffering, God can write a masterpiece. May her story inspire us to live our own lives with courage, with faith and with love, until the day when, like her, we see the face of the one who makes all things new. Carlota Nobile, pray for us.